Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are getting ready to take the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road in earnest. We're going to be going to Pappas. I got dates here, Pappas. I have State Fair in Catonsville. I have Costas, and I'm wearing the Costas shirt. That's going to be in early June, as well as Coco's. But we're starting things off at Fadley's again this Friday. We're there before games. Been there all season long, 2 until 5. Luke will be joining us. We will have Pac-Man scratch-offs to give away. These are fun because if you get the little cherry guy there, you get a bonus. Just like the game, it's fun. You can also use the little barcode there and use the app, mdlottery.com. Download that app. Our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare, as well as Liberty Pure Solutions, keeping my water clean, sending us out on the road for the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. This guy joins us every week, except when we hit Grand Slams, and he's got to figure out how to pay for all of this. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. I do know some folks were asleep when the Orioles were giving the Cincinnati Reds a beatdown over the weekend. I know some people were not there when Anthony Santander, not Santander, went long fly ball, bases loaded. When the bases get loaded, John Martin, it now piques my interest in a different way. And I think of how much fun it must be for the contestant that every time somebody comes to the plate, they can win $500. But when the bases are loaded, they're thinking, it's not going to happen to me, not in the ninth inning of a 7-1 ball game. But as you know, being a former Ohio resident, Ohio native, the Reds, bad things happen to the Reds. And that doesn't make a Cleveland Guardians fan feel pretty bad, does it? It feels good when bad things happen to the Reds.
Well, you know what? That's a time and a place for another session on Cincinnati versus Cleveland. But you know who was very happy that that happened? Bryant Lindsay of Baltimore, Maryland is very, very happy because Bryant won $6,500, $5,000 for the Grand Slam, as you mentioned. But there were also, you may recall, two other home runs hit that game. So he gets his $500 for being contestant in the game. He gets $500 each for the first two pops, $5,000. I ran out of fingers and toes here, Nestor. Add them all up. That's $6,500. For that big win on Sunday.
Who's going to pay for all this? I mean, let's have an executive meeting, John. Let's budget this out. What happens if they hit? I mean, is there a budget on this? Do you say, well, they're going to hit 6 or 8 or 10? What if they break the bank? What happens when this happens?
Well, we sit down, we huddle up, and we say, okay, someone's not getting paid this week. Who is it?
Well, no, you know what I'm thinking?
That does not happen.
In the sports vernacular, and you remember, because you're an old Cleveland guy, you remember indoor soccer, would kick the soccer ball and the Cleveland crunch or the force out, and they would have the little hole. I have been told the story of the night that the Baltimore Blast Spirit did it, and they buy the insurance on the car that you win.
Yep.
It was brought to my attention that there was an occasion where the insurance was not properly purchased and the ball, it didn't go in, but it almost went in and it almost sort of freaked out ownership over a $25,000 car. Now, I think the state of Maryland will be able to afford this if we have a lot of Grand Slams, but it is a fun little activation. And I think if the person who's there is staying up late or whatever, to think that it's going to be a ninth inning Grand Slam in a 7-1 game, I mean, that is a real – that's a bonus on top of a bonus because we didn't need those runs, you know?
That is. We certainly – that's right. You want to bank those more. You could have banked a few of them the other night.
My dad would say, you need some of those runs tomorrow. Yeah, we could have used them on Tuesday night in Washington. That's a good point.
Yep. But, you know, that's all budgeted. It's a fun promotion. We enjoy it. And, you know, we don't think about the dollars and cents. We think about player engagement. How can we draw more fans to be both fans of the lottery and fans of the Orioles? And here's a nice way where we kind of, combine our forces and have a lot of fun with it. We get great coverage with our friends at Masson who promoted heavily during the game. And they do a great job for us on the broadcast. But they can go to mdlottery.com at any point of the day and stop and see what's going on there. And if you visited today, for example, as we speak, you find out that the $5 Home Run Riches fast play ticket, which is really the catalyst for all this, that progressive jackpot is up over $100,000.
So it's going to make this $6,500 thing look like, like
throw it back.
And you don't even have to hit a home run. Nobody has to hit it large for that. This is a progressive jackpot. So what has to happen in order to win?
You have to, first of all, purchase a $5 fast play ticket. Home Run Rich's Bases Loaded is the ticket that contributes to that. And when you make that purchase, you can win cash prizes. But if you're lucky enough to win that progressive jackpot, if your ticket happens to be the next one up, and you'll get a little message on the top that says, congratulations, progressive jackpot. And you check to make sure. And in this case, it's over $100,000. Every ticket contributes to that pot until it's won. People are pretty familiar with progressive jackpots and how they work from going to casinos and other similar events. And we have a number of progressive jackpot games in our fast play lineup. So if $5 Home Run Riches Bases Loaded is not your cup of tea, feel free to check mdlottery.com. Or when you go at any of the 4,400 retailers and take a look around the rest of the fast play lineup. And maybe there's a game at a different price point, different play style that appeals to you. Maybe it's a progressive jackpot game. Maybe it isn't. But whatever you do, please play responsibly.
I think my mom would probably call that the kitty or the pot. How much is in the pot? How much is in the kitty? They would ask that. On Home Run Riches, I do want to ask this because this has gotten to be fun. And the Orioles, we're having – I've been talking all week. This is as good as it gets. The owner's splashing people out in left field on for him. We're all having a good time here. We're first place. At least don't tell the Yankees that. But we, or, and certainly don't tell the Guardians that, because we might be running into you. And when the autumn falls and the bunting is hung, it could be the Cleveland Guardians before it's all over. So I'm going to be gentle with you because this might get rivalrous much quicker than probably the Browns and the Ravens ever will. There's my cheap shot for you. But I would say this. If you play now, you have a chance to play in July, August, September. So anybody, this is a reason to get in early, because Doug pulls these names, right, at the end of the month, and we decide who's going to be the contestant on June the 14th or July the 18th down the seat. But there's still plenty of time for people to get involved in this and be that person that is rooting all night long for a cheap grand slam at the end to make $5,000. I go to Disney World.
Go to mdlottery.com to see all the rules and regulations. Yes, we do draw for the next month at the end of the month. So, for example, at the end of May, we will pick the calendar for June, and then we post those folks online on mdlottery.com. So you can actually see your name pop up. You can see the game that you are the contestant of the game. You already won $500 for being selected. And then when that magical day comes, you're hanging on every pitch. And because, again, a home run gets you $500, each home run that the O's hit. And if that happens to be with the bags juiced, a grand slam, that would be $5,000. And so far, just as we speak, again, 52 home runs hit by the Orioles, two of those being grand slams. Total prizes given out, $53,000. So, yeah, this is going to add up through the season. We have a lot of fun with it.
Well, I went to the game last Thursday. I got hot. It was 100 degrees. I was out in the sun. My friends at Curio gave me these beautiful seats where I could taunt every visiting player. I don't know if I'm getting it for the Guardians or not. I don't think this would have flown against other teams because there were more Yankee fans there. But the atmosphere in the ballpark and the fever pitch for baseball, it's a fun, fun year. A, to have Home Run Riches, B, to have the grand slam part of it, but even better when I'm complaining to you about them moving the fences back and this not being completely fair to the players. Even the Yankees got upset that we moved the fences back and some of their fly balls fell short. No Home Run Riches for Yankee home runs, which I loved last week. That was fun. To hear the Yankees complain.
This is a Maryland lottery promotion only. We do not offer this outside the borders of the state of Maryland.
They don't hit home runs in our ballpark because they fall short, and then they cry. We move the fences back. John Martin is here. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know who else is crying tears of joy?
Who's happy? We had a winner, didn't we?
We had our very first big spin winner. And again, go to mdlottery.com for all the details, including a video from our own Mike Powell, who is our video host for things like this.
I haven't watched the video yet. Now, I feel bad. Like, I'm doing the segment without watching. Like, I got to get this person on. I talked to Doug. Last week I told Seth, I'm like, this is literally, you guys have done, and I don't want to like compare it to Bob Barker or Drew Carey or The Price is Right, but you literally have that kind of wheel, the big circular wheel like you used to see on The Price is Right, right?
Yeah, it's a custom version, so it's not as enormous as what people see on television. But you know what? It does the job. You stand in there, and our lucky winner is coached ahead of time, so he or she will know when they stand in there next to the wheel how they're supposed to act with it or how they're supposed to spin the wheel. It has to go around three times before it's a legit run. So, you know, they get a little
I hope it doesn't weigh as much as that Price is Right thing.
No.
Because I would see people watching on TV and I'm like, that thing looks really heavy for grandmom to be spinning. I hope yours has a little bit less torque in it that you can get it around three. How many did the guy spin it? Did it spin like eight times? Is it like that kind of thing or no?
You know, you lose track once you know, and there are little color codes on the bottom. So once it gets that revolution, you know, bing, 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 when you get three lights up, you know, you're good. And then you're
It's
focused
legal.
on where's it going to be? Where's it going to be?
So how much money the guy win? Tell me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, in this case, $100,000 winner.
That's all. Wow. How
They
much
can
could
win.
He have won? Is that the ceiling?
The player, we are gender neutral here, Lester. The player could win from $50,000 to $250,000. And this was the first of our potentially eight big spin live in the studio contestants. And so if you're happy and if you're lucky enough to get a spin on your ticket, again, the way the game is played is a $5 scratch off ticket. If you reveal a cash prize, great. If you reveal something that says spin, you then go to any lottery retailer or use your phone app and scan the barcode and you'll see a reveal on your phone or in the store on what your prize is. And you could win anywhere from $10 to $250 or the big spin. And if the big spin comes up, as it did in this case, you're then invited to come to our studio. You have to make an appointment. You come here. We'll get you in there all primed and coached up and you'll spin the wheel to win anywhere from $50,000 to $250,000.
So if I'm coming to see you, I'm at least at 50. That's
yes.
The worst place in
That's
250.
That's my minimum. I don't
all
meet
right.
people for
well,
less
this person
than 50,000.
Won 100 grand. They came thinking 50 is the bottom and I got 100. That's a good day. That's a beautiful day.
That is
day.
A very good day. That is a very good day. And again, you can see it as it played out at mdlottery.com. And see our big spin winner.
As I said to Seth last week, and I just want to ask, because we're going to get the cash pop here in a minute, because a lot of the times, like, all right, Pac-Man scratch off, I get it. You come up with a game, it's branded. We all played Pac-Man, you know what that is. The spin thing, like, I understand, but like games where you bring people in and turn it into a game show, that environment probably couldn't have done it during COVID. Let's start with that. So some ideas that come out after COVID, after your 51st anniversary. I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing for 26. And I don't know how I'm going to top that video release last week. I'll figure out something next year. But these games, cash pop is the next thing that is a single digit. Seth was trying to explain it to me. And I'm like, it's so simple that like I should get it quicker than I do. But you're trying to come up with these games that make it fun, that make it interesting. And I said, I want to be in the room when they bring these ideas. Yeah, we're going to spin a wheel, sort of like The Price is Right, but it's going to be this, and we're going to invite people in, and we're going to do it on video. And I'm like, that's a great idea. Why haven't we done that before? And then there's a single-digit thing, and I'm like, how did it take us 51 years to come up with Cash Pop?
Well, you know what? That's the beauty about the lottery industry and the gaming industry, and I hope I'm not talking out of turn here and telling secrets. There are no original thoughts anymore. Done. Tapped out. Nothing. We borrow from other state agencies, other lottery jurisdictions, things that they try that work or maybe they don't work and we think would work here. But typically you pick the things that work and you improve upon it. And that was the case with the Cash Pop. Cash Pop is a game that's been around now for maybe 5 years and a handful of states have done it. And we've looked at it and said, interesting. And then as you see it take hold and maybe a second state does it and a third state, you think, boy, that's really interesting. And you see how people react to it in those other jurisdictions. Maybe you actually visit a state, do a little road trip and play it yourself to get a player experience. That's all legal. That's all ethical. And then we determine in our product planning, you know what, the time now has come to add a new game. We're going to call it Cash Pop. And here's how it's played. And that process starts 18 months.
Oh, this is like changing a jersey in sports, right?
Oh.
Like it's way down the line to get a game to market, right?
Yeah, without the see-through pants. It's exactly like that. But
these like City Connect. I'm not going to go that far. That has not been good for us, by the way, the City Connect thing.
I don't understand.
It has been
but
unlucky,
you know what?
If there is such a thing, you know.
That's a great example. There's a concept, right, that it started at some point years ago with one city who did it, and another, next thing you know, you got a thing going on. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. We think Cash Pop is going to work, and it's very simple. You have tickets, you have the 15 numbers are selected four times a day. Each one is independent of the others, so you can play one round, or you can play multiple rounds, multiple days, depending on how you want to play that. But you determine which number you want of the 15, so your odds are 1 in 15, pretty good to start. And then how much you want to wager, $1, $2, $5, $10. The amount you wager then will put you in a multiplier tier. There are, I think, 8 or 9 prize levels. So if you bet $1 and you bet number 6 comes up, on each ticket, when you purchase it, you'll get a random prize. So you buy the ticket, $1 for number 6, your prize might be $5 on your ticket before the drawing. I buy it and it might be $50. We're both playing the same number, but different prize structures. But that's unique to you when you purchase the ticket. And so 6 comes up, it wins, you win your $5, I win my $50, and you go on from there. So each prize tier then, if I bet $2, the prices are doubled. If I bet $5, times 5. If I bet $10, times 10. So the prize range will be consistent with how much you wager. It's a lot, you know, like when you
this go, is simple though. You pick 1 of 15 numbers, right? This is,
you know,
really,
it's not that different from the Preakness, the Kentucky Derby, right?
You're picking horse, right? I was thinking
you've got
the same
X
thing.
Number, and you can put $2 on it. You can put $10. You can put whatever you're on it. Is a multiplier then of what they bring in. And boy, was it that a Derby?
I was going to say,
wow.
I had Dick Girardi on last week, and I was with David Richardson and Alan Foreman. We did the Crab Cake Tour up at Greenmount Station and Greenmount Bowl with them talking about the changes. I mean, look, you're running the lottery all these years. I've been 32 years, 40 years of doing this. I remember casino slots, racetrack, this, that, where we're going to do, what's going to happen to the Preakness, we're going to lose the Preakness, what's Laurel and Bowie and the Timonium and all that. We finally, just at least on the show, have some structure that the Preakness is here to stay. We are going to build a new track. Like, I love that we have, finally, it's like new ownership for baseball. Finally, we can move forward with this. Next week's a special week here. And I know you have racetracks year-round, but this is a special week, I think, for Maryland. And I hope we re-embrace it, re-engage it, and make it even more beautiful. Because to your point, seeing those horses last week and knowing that we have that every year, I love the Preakness.
It is a fun time. You know, and you think about it too, back historically, I don't think people considered it, right? I mean, running a race every 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Okay, fine. Ship them up, go to the next. Boy, today it is a different environment, right? And is there a plan to put a little more distance in between these races and alter the calendar?
We've been talking about this for 10 years. You know, Bob Baffert comes on. We all talk about it in the Belmont. And really, it's about organization. There's one governing body for the Maryland Lottery and Gaming, and you're sort of responsible for that. But, man, it's almost like boxing. Like, there's different divisions and different factions and Churchill and all that. But that being said, it was a beautiful day. I mean, it's really – promote racetracks for me. I know you. This is a big month for you to promote that. You guys have lots of games. Whenever I go into Costas – if anybody has seen the game, if you were to go into the OTB at Greenmount up in Hampstead, they look like real horses. Your game looks like real horses. It catches my eye, and I'm like, is that real? No, that's racetracks, but you can bet on it.
It is a game we've had now for before I got here, so it's been here a little while. And we do a promotion every Triple Crown season where you get a little bit of a bonus. You know, you get $6 of value for a $5 bet. So that makes it a little more intriguing. Right off the bat, you're getting a little bit of a promotion on.
I'm good at math. That's 20%.
Yeah, close enough. Yeah, it is.
Give or take.
Yeah. So the premise again, you have horses from 1 to 12. Now, each one has a set number of odds. So, you know, the favorite is always number 1 and the long shot is always number 12. That's just because the math has to work Simply, but you can pick a favorite color, you can pick a favorite name, you can pick a favorite number.
Same thing I'll be doing next Saturday. Same thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Or you could look and we actually put up some of the results, you know, previously you said, gee, number four hasn't won in a while. I'm going to bet on number four. And while you don't have the full complement of all of the bet options, you have a fair number of them. You can do trifectas and superfectas win and show and, you know, lots of things you can bet on. And then the race goes off and pretty exciting stuff. Almost as exciting as the real live triple
photo finish.
Yeah.
I learned last week, I asked Dick Girardi about this because he came on for a betting service. He's promoting this and that. And we talked about things, exotic wagering and what you could do. You could bet on the horse that finishes last in the Kentucky Derby, right? And he told me this crazy story about Andy Beyer in 1989 having the horse to finish last, and it wasn't finishing last. And I'm thinking to myself, exotic wagering, sports wagering, all these options that are made. And to me, like, the more I read the form, the more confused I get. I am way better playing racetracks and getting the extra 16.6% and 5 for 6 and just saying I like red and the number 3 today. And I can like number 3 if I want a cash pop 4 times a day.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. And I think part of the appeal with racetracks is because it is a 3-digit or a 4-digit number. If you buy the superfecta, we get a fair amount of crossover from our pick 3 and pick 4 players, because those are people that are really into numbers. Your neighbor being one of them from your stories of your childhood.
Shadow numbers.
Yeah. So, you know, if somebody's got
called them are numbers too, by the way, you know,
sure they are. Right. They are. Okay. If someone's number is 826, you're going to bet that, regardless of the horse's name, the color of the silks, whatever. That's your pick 3 number. You may then just apply that to racetracks.
This is why I put Gina Schock in my 25th anniversary documentary, so Miss Edie would be represented, because Gina sounds just the way Miss Edie said, got to play my numbers, you know? So that's it. So Gina would appreciate that too. I told Gina the reason she was in, because she had my mother's voice. My maternal mother, who's no longer with us, she had the Dundalk accent that you know to be the Dundalk accent. So play the numbers.
Great.
And I
That's
hear it
great.
In that voice. So, right.
Hey, you talked about coming in last in the Kentucky Derby. And I personally did not know there was such a bet, but I don't doubt that. You can bet on anything anymore in sports wagering. We will have sports wagering numbers come out at the end of this week, and they are pretty darn good. So I'll just tease you with that. Previously, when we last left our heroes, our year-to-date contribution last month was right around $42 million.
Now, last month would have been the March month that included
March
Madness, right?
Right. Right.
Okay.
Right.
So April is more like draft and I guess Masters, right? Like,
well, we had the finals actually was in the month of April, the NCAA finals, and that's evidence when you look at the handle, the hold in the retail locations, very low hold, which means how much money does the casino keep after they pay out their winners. But in retail, in the casinos, in the sports books, a very low hold, which tells me that people went and watched in person the NCAA finals and bet heavy on the favorite, which kind of makes some sense, because then the favorite won and the hold isn't as much. Where conversely, people using their mobile devices are maybe not watching it in the same social setting, and you're all over the place on that, you saw a more variable double-digit hold like we've seen traditionally. Again, vast majority, 97% of the handle coming in on the mobile platforms, only 3% coming in retail.
97, and you thought it maybe 85 to 88, like in the beginning, maybe?
Yeah, I did. I missed it by that much.
Well, I mean, listen, there's nothing like convenience. I mean, I was hankered something the other day. I said to my wife, can we just DoorDash some salsa? And no, we can't do that, but you can. And this is why we tell people, slow the roll, take it easy. It's a long season. Don't do what I did on Derby Day. Let me tell you my mistake. Because you say, oh, how do you bet on a horse, Ness? And I say, well, I know how to read the form. I was taught by Charlie Eckman and Vinnie Perrone and even Dick Girardi last week. But I tend to, like, have more fun with it. And I don't know if you know, but my name's Nestor, and it's really a weird name, as we pointed out in the documentary. And it took me until I was 40 to realize Ness is a suffix. So, like, Preakness, I blew it, like, in promoting this. But, you know, Ness can be anything. You mentioned the favorite. The favorite of Kentucky Derby was Fierceness. Fierceness.
Yeah, I see where this is going.
Yeah, I went in on because of the name. Didn't go so well for me. Favorite loss. But here's the mistake. My father-in-law's name, Dan, Disco Dan Ford, by the way. Not that Dan Ford, the other Dan Ford. My wife didn't go Mystic Dan. And had we been at the Derby, she totally would have bet on that horse because, like, it's my father's name. I got to, you know, because that's the way people are. And I got sucked in and I bet the favorite. I won't do that now. I won't make the same. I'll read the form next week and screw it up instead of just picking colors. John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. He allows us to have these Pac-Man scratch-off tickets to give away at Faithies on our Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be out and about. You guys are out and about, too. It's springtime. You guys are doing tons of stuff. Ballpark, zoos, festivals, wine, lots of wine from what I understand. But this is the festival season. It's also the sneezing season as you get outside a little bit, too.
You know, we're doing something coming up this weekend that I'm not familiar with. Maybe you are, called Ram Fest.
My wife is going, and she was wondering exactly where it was, and I told her you would tell me because I knew you were going to be at Ram Fest. She's going.
Well, it's in the city. It's you know what? I think this is kind of a makeup on Hunt Fest.
That's what I told her. I said, but Hunt Fest was in June. I mean, it's in Remington for the Rem, yeah. Right.
So it's right out here, 28th Street. And again, similar to Hunt Fest, they're going to cordon off streets and vendors and food and music. And your friends at the Maryland Lottery will be there. And that is coming up on Saturday, May 11th from noon to 9. Stop by our booth, spin the wheel for prizes if you are 18 plus. Stop by, get a picture, have some fun. But that's coming up this weekend. We hope we get a nice, dry, relatively warm weekend for a change. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the wet weather last weekend. I will just say this, because everybody knows you're an Ohio transplant. And I actually threw a note out to Thomas Dolby, my musician buddy, who's going to be coming and doing the Crab Cake Tour next month. I wrote him a note saying, you want to come to the Yankees game? And he basically MF'd the Yankees to me in a text. And he didn't know the rules of baseball. He just talked bad about the Yankees. And I said, you're now an honorary Marylander. You talk bad about the Yankees, you're a real Baltimorean. So here's where you could have punched your Baltimore card. Because there's a rumor, and I am, you know, I'm the king of Baltimore sports if you ask me. I think if you go to Flower Mart and you get a lemon with the peppermint stick and you just do that, you're officially a Baltimore native. Did you do that? Have you ever done that? Because last weekend was you only get one chance a year to do that. You know,
you might as well have been speaking a foreign language. I have no idea what you just said. That made no sense to me.
Well, next year I'm going to make you an honorary Baltimorean, John Martin. We're going to take you down. And next year the weather will be better. Flower Mart I lived downtown for 20 years. Flower Mart, Mount Vernon. You get a lemon, right? They cut it in half and they give you a peppermint stick with the lemon, so it's sweet and tart. And it's spring, and it's all flowers, and the Maryland Lottery wheel. We'll talk about it next. That'll be next May. John Martin is here. He's lost. It's fine. How's your baseball team doing?
Not well. It's going to be a difficult season. They have no pitching. They're burning up the bullpen at an alarming rate, and they still have some holes in their bats. So other than that, things are fine.
The Browns will give you hope.
Yes.
I just said that out loud. Luke and I talked a bunch of AFC North this week on the program because the Ravens aren't doing anything and the Orioles are doing everything. We're having fun around here. Sports is back. It's relevant. The Orioles are home this weekend. We're going to be down at Faithies giving away Maryland Lottery scratch-offs, our Pac-Man scratch-offs this week. Our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions keep my water clean, as well as Jiffy Lube Multicare. Please do all of this fun stuff responsibly. Go out, support the racetrack next week. Let's get involved with the Preakness. The Orioles are home all week. We're giving away scratch offs. Come down, get lucky, have a crab cake, have some shrimp salad, and enjoy spring springing out. And I'll see you at Rem Fest, John Martin. Good seeing you. I'll see you next week.
Take care.
John Martin, executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming, bringing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour to life. Lots and lots on our mind here this week. We have the owner splashing people on Friday night. The birds are home. We have fun stuff. We have an election going on this week. I would highly recommend please vote. Please vote. I always say that. It's important for all of us. We're all in it together. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive.